您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。China's new advertising law has come into effect earlier this month. Compared with the previous advertising law, the new law imposes much stricter controls. What new changes will it bring to the advertising industry? 广告法于9月1日起正式实施。根据新广告法的相关规定，很多现行的广告语都不能再用了。那今后的广告将会有什么样的改变呢？ So what's going on? Is it a very strict law?
I think this is probably the strictest ever in two aspects. One is, I think the provisions are so very strict that it's almost to the extent of nitpicky or whatever you call it. Do you know what I mean?
Nitpicking.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Nitpicky. That's a great name for a person.
Thank you.
Nitpicking.
And that person will be you,
Mark. Nitpicking. My nitpicking friend, Nitpicky.
Nitpicking. Mark, thank you. Yes, so basically the provisions are really strict in terms of wording. And also the fines have been maximized to up to ¥1,000,000 when it comes to, violations on certain of these provisions. So I think in these two aspects it's really strict.
Yes, it's applicable to all forms of commercial advertising, including free or disguised ads as well. And many kinds of ads are now going to be scrutinized for false advertisements, and there's going to be a higher burden for substantiating truthfulness of all claims and statements by advertisers, and that's to avoid non-compliance. They're going to use what they call technical methods to fabricate or improve the real effect of the product.I mean, we've got to look into what that actually means, haven't we? So it's clamping down on advertising, tightening things up. Hopefully it's being done in the name of consumer protection.
Yeah.
So we can't be duped as easily.
Right. There are some new changes that I think are good. For example, more tightened control on tobacco products. Basically, such advertisements are banned. Previously, you still see products...of these tobacco companies who don't say that they sell tobacco products, but it's still a company advertisement. So I'm guessing that from now on, these companies can't even appear on TV ads or something. Also, the thing that puts a lot of attention in people's eyes is claims containingjust very grand words, say the best sales record, you know, biggest something in the world, fastest, or these... Superlative words, yes.
Mm. Yeah, so there's a problem for me in this regard, because what if my company is the best-selling company in terms of...microphones. Let's just give you that example right now.
You haven't got much of an imagination, have you?
You yeah,
just
you're
say
looking
the,
at your
the name of the thing right in front of your face.
Yes. So, what if I own this company that sells most microphones? I hope nobody's listening to this show today.
Well, the thing is that how do you gauge that? How do you gauge who sold the most? Is it annually in terms of year-on-year increase or monthly? Certain types of microphones? What if you lease them as well? Does that count as selling them? So in this way, everyone can be the best...if they interpret the statistics in their own way.
Right.
Well, what if I just be more specific anyway? So now it's not giving anyone, even if that person is the best-selling and whatever, that chance to say it. So isn't it sort of a paradox that if this is real, it is reality, I'm not fabricating the sales, figures, and you still can't say that you're the best.
But you know, radio stations are actually the worst offender when it comes to this. I'm not sure about in China, but I know in the Western radio, British, American, Australian, Canadian, these are the ones that I, have listened to. Every single one of the music stations says...the best music. They all say they're the best music.
Yeah.
How can they all be the best music? So this is a very good example of how you're doing this. If you're looking, for example, for a web hosting company, because you want to put a website up, they all say they're the best web hosting company. So it becomes meaningless when they're all saying it. Plus, it can becomes confusing because you don't know. One of them must be the best, but which one is it? You don't know. So to some extent, I agree with you. If it can be proven that one of them really is the best, then that one and that one alone should be able to say they're the best.
Well, as our show yesterday was number one of all of the foreign language shows being searched and played, I'm not sure about the second part of that, on Leisure FM yesterday. So under this new law, we wouldn't have the right to say that. So instead, our very talented promotion team member wrote on our WeChat yesterday that, you know, it's the second best English show that is, you know, trying to get in the same steps as we are.
But on the other hand, best is a subjective term to describe quality. Mm. And what does it actually mean? There's a big difference between being the best and having the greatest number of listeners. You know, we might think that something's the best, even if it's actually, in terms of quality, not very good, you know, because it's subjective. It's subjective.
Best bad product, you know.
No, I mean, I think that the best Chinese food is the street food that I eat too much of.
Okay.
But you wouldn't say it's the best food in China, would you? But it's my favourite, though, and it has a massive legions of people who would agree with me.
I know.
They think it's the best. But in terms of quality, it's not the best, but it might be the most popular. So there's a difference between best and the most of something.
Oh, yeah, right. So, but don't you think that this is, it can be a little bit confusing for people, but also I think this is just sort of making, because with these really strict provisions, I think it's just making it even more difficult, have less room for creativity because there's just too many restrictions.
No, it's actually more room for creativity,
oh, no.
I think.
You go
what,
first.
To get around the restrictions.
Yes, because instead of saying best, most popular, you know, best selling or something, they can say a lot of new things. They can say something that the brand, which ranks second, is always trying to catch up with us, things that we just said on Roundtable yesterday.
That's clever.
Yeah, they can also say instead of, you know, we invented this first, or we released the product first. You can say, we released this product before any other competitor or something. And there's a lot of things that you can do to play with around the restriction.
Well, but you're playing around the restriction. You have to always skate around these restrictions. And it's not that only one that we've been talking about so much. There's a whole bunch of others, including, like, such as in an alcohol kind of advertisement, there can be no action of actually drinking that alcohol. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I see what you mean.
There's like a whole
strange,
bunch of
though.
Other restrictions that are, what is that word again? Nitpick, right?
Nitpicking.
Yes. So,
not, what was the other thing? Nicky-picky.
Nicky-picky. Nicky-picky. Isn't that cute?
Why can you show an alcoholic drink and you can't show someone actually drinking
it? Yeah.
Exactly. There's
a
whole bunch of restrictions like that.
Usually I can understand the logic with these restrictions to some extent, but not with that.
And what about this other one? I'll give you another example. So from now on, when it is an advertisement, the word 广告 or advertisement has to be shown on the screen, so not to mistaken people for, oh, this is a real thing or whatever.
That I think is a good one, actually.
What, okay, what about, let's say, in Transformers, whatever installment, there's always, like, you know, some Chinese milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and all kinds of brands being placed
product
in
placement.
It. Yes. So under this new law, should there be this word advertisement in the middle of that movie?
Well,
so
I mean,
this is completely outdated. These people don't understand how advertising works today.
I think that's absolutely right, because Transformers itself is a brand of toys, you know. I mean, the whole thing is one gigantic commercial to buy the toys and buy all the products that are placed within it. I think this is a very good example, actually, that you've come up with about how that this does seem to be a bit out of date, I think, really. Yeah. And also it seems unnecessary to say advertisements at the bottom of the screen if they've tidied up on people dressing up as doctors and pretending to be something they're not.
Oh, this is being tidied up.
Yes,
too.
I know. Yeah. So why do they need to put advertisement? If you could still have actors pretending to be doctors, then I'd say, yes, put advertisement so we know they're not a real doctor. But if that's been banned too, I don't see the need for advertisement, although I'm not against it at all. I think that is actually quite a good idea, to be absolutely sure that anything they say, you've got to remember they're trying to sell you a product.
Right. And again, I think if this advertisement law is further tightened, there would not need to be a need to have advertisements at all, because this whole advertisements from beginning to end is that our product is against advertisement law. It's so good that it's against advertisement law, and we have so many users that it's against advertisement law.
That is the ultimate advertisement of our age.
Yes.